Joined with me today is Sarah Laughlin, Community Fundraising Manager for NSPCC in Essex. Hi, Sarah. It's lovely to have you here.
Hi, Georgia. Thank you for having me.
I spoke to your colleague, Jenna, a few weeks ago about the amazing work the NSPCC does related to child safety online, particularly. And we briefly talked about the pandemic and how that's affected the demands for the service and how the charity operates. Can you tell us a little bit more about how the NSPCC and Childline have adapted during lockdown?
Yep, so Childline remains here to support children and young people. Mental health is currently our top concern, along with emotional health, suicidal thoughts and feelings, family relationships, self-harm, and school education worries. We have actually had 43,000 counselling sessions with children regarding mental health, and this is all since lockdown started. A young girl told Childline, "I don't know if it's just me being sad because of lockdown, but I've been feeling really disgusting in my own body lately. All my friends have clear and beautiful skin and even tones, but mine is spotty and red and covered in freckles. I just feel like I'm the odd one out." And that's just one of the contacts we've had. When children and young people are spending more time at home, many parents and carers are under lots of pressure with their work. So potentially there's more risk to children in terms of their safety and mental well-being. Usually in the run-up to Christmas, we'll start to raise awareness about children spending more time online over the festive period. This time, the time spent online began much earlier, with children and adults interacting virtually. Sadly, the pandemic has created a perfect storm for online offenders. We know, unfortunately, this increases online grooming offences during lockdown. This also increases sexting and online bullying. It has been a difficult time for every one of us, but through it all, many children have been hidden victims. In the last few months, we have had to adapt how we run our Childline service. So what we've done is we've provided technology to enable some of the Childline staff to work from home. We've had fewer counsellors in the room, which means we're able to put social distancing measures in place so that all staff and volunteers can come in safely. We've also trained up our school service volunteers staff, and they're responding to children and young people who contact us via email. The Childline website is absolutely fantastic and it's provided additional support to children and young people. We've updated the content across the site, including staying safe during lockdown. We've also seen a higher number of children accessing the self-help resources, such as the message boards and Calm Zone.
And where can young people go if they would like to access any information or receive any help about any of these issues?
So children and young people can visit our website on www.childline.org.uk, or they can contact us on 0800 1111.
Great. Now, obviously, you are the manager for community fundraising. How has fundraising had to adapt in lockdowns?
We've adapted like we never thought we would have. If you asked me 9 months ago if we would put on virtual events, we probably wouldn't have considered it. So across Essex, our volunteers have had to cancel or postpone events and adapt to virtual events. And across the organisation, we've had events such as balls, gift fairs, retreats, workshops, quizzes, all sorts of events. And supporters have continued to be so, so generous and have made donations in lieu of events. Many of our volunteers and supporters have set themselves individual challenges, including walking, running, climbing, and raise money through Just Giving. Three secondary school children from Chigwell, they come to my mind. So the trio were working towards their Duke of Edinburgh Award. They kicked off their fundraising with a stall at their Christmas fair, and they had plans to organise a cake sale and a disco. Unfortunately, due to the pandemic, these events had to be cancelled. So the group, they didn't give up on their fundraising, so they had to think outside the box. So this girl, Evie, decided to host two live DJ sessions in her garden on Instagram. And it was amazing. She had over 130 people join her on Instagram and they raised nearly £500, which was amazing. Another little girl made Halloween bagels, delivering to her neighbours, and donated the proceeds to NSPCC. So, yeah, we're just truly grateful for any support, however big or small.
That all sounds amazing. How can we as the public in Essex help fundraise for the NSPCC? How can we get involved?
So, yeah, you can. You can all get involved. And it's time for us all to work together. to rebuild our society so it's better for children, to continue to adapt how we work on the front line of child protection, and to go further, because no child should be left alone to cope. We do need your help so we can be there for every child this Christmas. You can help us by supporting our Christmas fundraisers. We have two virtual events leading up to Christmas. If you want to take part in something mindful, Craft a Clock is for you. We want to take the time to unwind this Christmas and discover the joy of crafting with your family while raising money for the NSPCC. You could make festive crafts and gift them to others for a donation. You can get together with your family and make things like salt decorations, cards, face masks, gift tags, Christmas wreaths. You can do anything you want. And, you know, any donations that you can make for the NSPCC would be truly appreciated. You can also host a craft event and invite others to attend virtually. At work, you could make a gift for a colleague and donate what you would have spent on a secret Santa gift. If you would like something maybe a bit more active, Walk for Children is for you. You can join us on the longest night of the year. We're asking people to organise their own walk with family and friends on the 21st of December to walk for children who need us. If a date isn't going to work for you, you can choose to organise your walk on another date. Again, donations to join your walk can be made via Just Giving. So you can either visit www.nspcc.org.uk/craft or www.nspcc.org/walk for children. You can also email me for more information. Please send any queries to east@nspcc.org.uk, or you can contact me on 07974 028796. I'd be really happy to hear from you.
That's great. Now, hopefully, as we start to get back to normal next year, we will be able to resume fundraising as normal. What does the NSPCC have planned for next year, 2021?
2021 is a very special year for us. Our NSPCC Essex branch is celebrating their 125th birthday next year. 125 years of fundraising and raising awareness at the NSPCC. So there'll be lots of opportunities to join us with our celebrations. We're also celebrating 35 years of our Childline service. And we're asking individuals, groups, businesses to support us in any way they can. We'd love to hear from any businesses which would be interested in a Charity of the Year partnership. If you would like to kick off 2021 by volunteering, we have lots of opportunities. We're desperately looking for groups of friends, colleagues, or like-minded people to get together to organise events. Again, you can find more information by going to our website. I'd love to be able to come back in January with more information about how people can support us in our special year.
That sounds great. Yeah, we'll have to have you back with all the many things going on over next year. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, no, thank you, Georgia, for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure.